situation is dire. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's how Ukraine's foreign minister on CNN described the war-shattered port city of Mariupol, which appears to be on the brink of falling to Russian forces. The 53 days of Russian invasion of Ukraine has changed everything for the people there. California Republican Representative Darrell Issa talked about it on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
There's one out of every 10 Ukrainians is externally disrupted, but four out of 10 are internally disrupted, meaning that for all practical purposes, half of Ukrainians are not in their homes, cannot be in their homes, and are somewhere else trying to survive.
Millions have fled Ukraine, with more than 2 million traveling to Poland to seek refuge. The Biden administration continues to face strong criticism for plans to lift Title 42 next month. Texas Republican Representative Beth Van Dyne on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, up until this administration, were able to actually deport criminal illegal aliens. This administration attacked that. And now we're seeing one of the fewest remnants left over of tools to be able to control the border. They're exploding that as well.
Under Title 42, officials were able to quickly expel migrants for public health reasons. And Easter Sunday launch of a U.S. spy satellite by SpaceX.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
The Falcon 9 booster returned to Earth successfully after deploying the satellite. Authorities in South Carolina say at least 9 people were injured early today from a shooting at a club in Hampton County, about 80 miles west of Charleston. It's not clear what the conditions of the victims are. Just yesterday, 14 people were injured in South Carolina from a shooting in Columbia. One man has been arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
North Korea says it's test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon designed to boost its nuclear fighting capability. The test came as the United States and South Korea began annual drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. The 13th weapons test this year came amid concerns that North Korea may soon conduct an even larger provocation. Deaths and food shortages in the Chinese city of Shanghai are being blamed on strict COVID-19 lockdowns. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Chinese officials said just a few weeks ago that they would not do another lockdown. They penalized those who spoke about a potential lockdown happening, and then they locked down. It started in phases in March as a way to combat rising case numbers as part of China's zero COVID policy. But now residents in China's largest city who have essentially been taken hostage have had enough. Oh, goodness. Hazmat-wearing police forces, they are clashing with desperate residents who have been pushed to the brink. Food shortages are now plaguing the city. Residents who are able to line up for rations.
Some people believe that China's new COVID-19 crackdown is already having an impact on the global supply chain. Easter Sunday, NASCAR Cup Series action tonight, under the lights and on the dirt in Bristol.
More than 23,000 cubic yards of dirt are needed to cover the concrete at Bristol Motor Speedway, but the new surface is set at the bullring for tonight's Food City Dirt Race. The Bristol Dirt made its return last year with drivers complaining of conditions and a lack of practice. That changed up this year, but drivers like Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who got their start on this surface, are looking forward to it.
Coming to Bristol or going to any asphalt track, you know exactly what you're going to get for the most part. You know, kind of an unknown of what track conditions are going to be like, and that's fun for me.
The Food City Dirt Race going 125 miles, 250 laps around Thunder Valley. Green flag waves at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.